Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the holding call on the two-point conversion, that hurt because it would have been a tie situation. It was not. Virginia wins it by a final score of 24-19. And Virginia now has won their fifth and snap a three-game losing streak.
You know, big football weekend here in the Berg. So Pitt against Virginia, Steelers v. Washington. And anytime there's a big game, we can block off a segment knowing we're going to have to talk about officials. Like, even before the games, we can say, like day after the Super Bowl, hey, 8:35, let's talk about something stupid the officials did. I think you have reason to gripe, perhaps, if you're a Commanders fan. I think you have reason to gripe if you're a Steelers fan, and I know you have reason to complain if you're a Pitt fan, the way that deal went at the end of the game. I have never seen that, Doran, because usually when the officials aren't ready for play and then the offense snaps the ball, that's a penalty on the offense.
Yes.
And you know who's in charge of the whole thing at the ACC? Our good friend Alberto Riveron.
Yes, he is.
So Pitt got screwed. Virginia got an extra down. Now, I would argue Pitt shouldn't have been in that position. You're a 7-point favorite at home, but you know it's tough to win football games. And a lot of times these games come down to the wire, and when you give a team a fifth down, that wound up not just giving points to Virginia, but shaving 4 minutes off the clock. So any Pitt fan that was upset during and after the game, I totally get it. That was a total screw job.
And just the clip from Hillgrove right there, too. I mean, the two-point conversion and the holding, I mean, it was a trap kind of like play by the tackle. And, you know, I've never seen anything like or that call of the officials not being ready to go, not being set. And what Pat Bostic said as well on the broadcast, like Virginia had time to sub in a whole different package. Like they brought in a different quarterback to run the quarterback sneak. So you weren't set whenever Virginia was subbing in. And then it's not like they quick snapped it either. They didn't quick snap it. They didn't get to the line and quick snap it and then try the sneak. They went down set wide 80. Like they did the whole cadence. So you're still not set?
Usually the ref is supposed to be backing up and then waves his arm like a windmill.
It's crazy.
And then when that signal happens, then you can play the down. And that never happened. And so it should have been a penalty on Virginia. Now, it's not like Yarnell didn't have a chance to take him down, but it changed the entire ending of that football game.
It did, but at the end of the day, Pitt played like dog, you know what, and that's very disheartening. There was no response to the SMU game. They lost that football game by the penalties that they had, the missed assignments that they had, the drop passes that they had. Like, you should never be in a position where you have to blame officials. Like, a lot of people have always, you know, understood that about football. If you have to go gripe about officials, then you're probably in a spot where you didn't play well. And that's what the Pitt Panthers, they didn't play well at all.
Yeah.
Like, they lost that game by the fundamentals, not because of the officials at the end of the football game in that play right there.
Yeah,
that's not why.
We've never been the show that's going to make officials the story. Like, you either win or you lose, and you could do the ifs, buts, candy, nuts thing all you want. You can do both at the same time.
Yeah.
You can say they effed up, and they did, mm-hmm. and also Pitt shouldn't have been in that position.
Right.
I think that's the right way to look at it. And I think Washington, the Commanders fans, you lose all right to bitch about the spot on the fourth down and nine when your guy jumps offsides.
Yes.
You're going to get the ball back if Newton does the fundamental correct thing. You're going to get the ball back. Yep. You had another opportunity, and you blew it. And that could have gone either way, too. Like, that to me is not the same as the end of the Virginia game. The end of the Virginia game, refs screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why Commanders fans are annoyed by the spot. I can see why Dan Quinn would be annoyed by the spot. I can also see why they made the call that they did. It did look like there was a football move. He was rearing back to try to then get the first down, Ertz was. And when he starts doing that and he's touched down, well, that's where the play should be spotted. They probably could have spotted it a little bit closer to the sticks and measured it, but I do think ultimately he did come up short.
Yeah, I mean, his knee was down.
Yep.
And he was trying to go backwards, and he was touched. So.
When his and I'm tired of the still shots. Enough still shots. Because all the this Grant Paulson guy who does morning or afternoon, whatever, he does radio in D.C. He's got the still shot of the ball making contact with Ertz's hands beyond the sticks. Okay, run the tape. Because the ball hits his hands, but then he's coming back.
He's going back to the quarterback.
And when he has control of the ball coming back toward the quarterback, he is short of the sticks. Yeah, you can always do the still frame thing.
Yes.
But watch the game. Watch the video. The video is going to tell the story. A snapshot's not. All right, I've said my piece. So officials, yes, they have inserted themselves, and they're not going to be perfect, and there were some holds that went against the Steelers, or that should have been called, particularly on TJ Watt, that weren't, and that's frustrating. I thought the Joey Porter Jr. calls, all of them were solid. I think the team that deserved to win the Steelers game won the Steelers game, is I guess what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the Virginia-Pitt game, unfortunately for Pitt fans. The team that deserved to win won the football game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.